com. We've been following the legislative session very closely this year, a variety of different issues that are out there. And joining us this morning is Representative Betty Olson of Prairie City. Betty, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, quite well. A little chilly.
Hang in there. We're hoping relief won't be too far away. Well, thanks so much for I know how busy it is for lawmakers with a very short session, and thanks for making time for us this morning. You've got a couple of proposals out there that are very, very interesting and related to guns. One in particular that would allow people with concealed weapons permits to be able to carry, if they can lawfully carry, to be able to carry in public buildings. Tell us a little bit about the bill.
Well, I'm tweaking it a little. It's up in local government this morning, and I am going to amend it to say elected officials and public employees with concealed weapons permits will be allowed to bring them into the courthouses and the Capitol building.
So this would be something then maybe similar to what we saw with the school sentinel bill. Last year.
Yes, it would be on that order.
Sure. Why the change? What reaction have you been getting?
Well, the more I thought about it, the reason I'm bringing it to start with was, do you remember when Gabby Gifford was shot?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, here in the Capitol, we don't have much for security. We've got, there's one highway patrolman that's on duty all the time. And sometimes if there's some issue that they're dealing with, there'd be two. And then if the governor is in the building, there's a plainclothes cop. But that's it. And there's 105 legislators and lots of employees and interns and pages and... We really have no protection to speak of, and there have been so many shootings that after Gabby Gifford was shot, the couple of days later, I was sitting in my seat in the legislature and looking up, and in the balcony above where people gather to watch what's going on down on the floor, somebody with a gun up there could... shoot most of us before we could. There's no way to hide. Our desks don't offer much protection if they're shooting from behind or the side. So that's why I brought the bill, and I decided to amend it to allow just the elected officials and public employees to bring it, because you know, if anybody else wants to bring a gun in, we need it for protection, but if they want to bring it in, they're not going to pay any attention to the law anyway if they're bringing it in to do damage. And I just want to make sure that those of us that are sitting targets could have a way to protect ourselves.
Well, and absolutely, and I guess that's the concerns that a lot of us have had, is that, you know, we put the sign on the door that says no firearms, and then we act as somehow that's some kind of magical barrier that's going to keep everybody with a gun out, and we don't take any further steps, you know, to try to ensure that people, to enforce that prohibition on guns.
Yeah, and I'm also going to be bringing another bill, a gun bill, that, you know, the gun-free zone signs.
Yes.
I will bet if my bill should pass, it would ban gun-free zone signs unless there's a metal detector at every entrance to the building.
And again, the idea here being that if we're going to do that, we need to do more than just put up a sign. I mean, is that your thinking?
Yes, because only the bad guys ignore the sign. Law-abiding citizens say, oh, I guess I better go take my concealed weapon and put it back in my vehicle because I can't take it into that building. But the bad guy doesn't look at it that way.
Absolutely. And then, God forbid, something does happen, and nobody's armed.
Exactly.
Representative Betty Olson is on the line with us this morning. She's got some gun legislation that she's offering out in Pierre this session. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about was, I know you had talked about trying to repeal the $10 fee charged for the concealed carry permit.
Yeah, and I'm fairly certain that that one isn't going to go anywhere. But the reason I brought that is I really don't think that we should be required to have a concealed weapons permit in order to carry a concealed weapon. Vermont doesn't. As liberal a state as Vermont is, they don't require concealed weapons permits. But in South Dakota, we do, and it costs us $10. I've gotten that permit ever since I knew they had them. And it's $10, and that's a tax on what's really a constitutional right. I can openly carry it.
Right. And I think a lot of people don't understand that South Dakota law is such is that if you openly, that if you're, you know, can lawfully carry, that if you openly carry, you're in complete compliance with the law.
Yes. Yeah. But even a little old lady like me carrying my .357 on my hip where everybody can see it, that scares people.
Yeah.
So I get my concealed weapon permit and have for years.
Yeah, I know the county's about had a stroke over that legislation. They were very concerned about the cost of, you know, of if the fee would be waived, what it would cost counties to do that background check.
Yeah, well, you know, the employees are already being paid, and that would be just another job for them.
Sure. So what else should we look from anything else we should expect from you this session that you have in mind?
Not anything very exciting, no.
Okay, fair enough. Well, listen, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it, and we hope to check in with you again as the session wears on.
Okay. Oh, I do have one other one. I always seem to have mountain lion bills.
Right.
This one, this year I'm going to bring one to allow you to hunt mountain lions with hounds outside of the Black Hills Fire Protection District. Where I live up in the extreme northwest corner of the state, we're right next, I'm 20 miles from North Dakota, right next to Montana and Wyoming, and they allow hunting with hounds in all three of those states. And it's pretty much the same mountain lions. They cross the borders all the time. But I talked to Tony Life from Game and Fish the other day about my bill, and he said, oh, we're good with that because it's outside of the Black Hills where the season is year-round.
Sure. Yeah, I would think that would be a blessing for people in that part of the state.
Yeah. There was one of our neighbors and his sons just were hunting with hounds across the line in Montana. And the third mountain lion that they ran up the tree was the one that they shot. And it was a 180-pound mountain lion. They're pretty pleased with that. And so we wanted to make sure that with hounds, you can run it up the tree and you can tell if it's a male or a female. Or these guys knew exactly what they were getting. So,
well, Representative Olson, again, thanks so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it and hope to talk to you again.
Okay. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Representative Betty Olson of Prairie City.